Bienvenidos nuestros hermanos y hermanas de Parroquia de Santa María. We welcome our brothers and sisters in Christ from the Church of Santa María in Fitchburg who are worshiping with us this evening and are so grateful to have them here. What we call the beginning is often the end. And to make an end is to make a beginning. The end is where we start from. These words of the poet T.S. Eliot are for us an ideal descriptor of Lent. In the journey of Lent, one must know where they are going, which of course we do. We are headed to Easter, but our beginning reminds us of our end. It is by no mistake that the ashes we place upon our heads come from the burnt palm fronds we waved and shouted Hosanna with. There is a clear juxtaposition of Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem paired with our solemn entrance into Lent. An echo of that procession that expedited Jesus' journey to the cross lies hidden in the ashes that mark us this day. The cross made upon our foreheads in ash serves for us as a reminder of our mortality and as a call to repentance. Most importantly, it serves as a sign of Christ's victory over death. These ashes are a reminder of God's mercy and forgiveness and the redeeming grace of Christ Jesus. The same cross that sealed and claimed us in baptism reminds us of the death of the old Adam and the life that Christ, in Christ, that holds us fast. But as Eliot reminds us, we start at the end. And by starting at the end, we have the benefit of viewing all this from the other side of the cross, from the other side of Easter. It is with this confidence that we can claim that we are dust, and to dust we shall return, knowing full well that because of Jesus, our attitude towards everything in life is altered, including death. For in Jesus we know that death is no more. Yet death is still there and will one day claim us. But that through his own death and resurrection, Jesus has changed the very nature of death. As Alexander Schmiemann tells it, Jesus has made death a passage, a Passover, a Pascha, into the kingdom of God, transforming the tragedy of tragedies into the ultimate victory. It is with this, the end in mind, that we enter into the Lenten fast. Historically, the season of Lent is marked by repentance, fasting, prayer, and works of love, otherwise referred to as the discipline of Lent. These acts are meant to hone and reshape us in our life as disciples of Jesus. These marks of Lent are to jar us from our routines and create dissonance with our usual ways of being. You might hear a friend or family member or coworker who's giving something up for Lent, or perhaps is taking something on in regards to service or charity work. These are helpful things, as long as they point to something deeper than just the acts themselves, or they might become self-serving. It is evident in both the words from the prophet Isaiah, the psalmist, as well as St. Matthew's Gospel, that God has never been pleased with rituals or religiosity for their own sake. It should be clear to us that God intends these practices to be connected to the way in which we live our lives. Take, for example, the Lenten discipline of fasting. Fasting has been a part of the lives of people of faith long before Lent came into being. Fasting was a way to be made aware of our complete and utter reliance on God. Fasting was a way for people of faith to keep themselves from being controlled by the excesses of life. Fasting was a way to bring awareness to a specific need of the community that was being overlooked by those in power. It is the act of fasting that serves as both the tangible reminder of our humanness as well as the sign that points to God's desire response to community. The fast in and of itself serves no real point unless it is connected to the needs of the neighbor. For what are we really fasting for? It is this understanding that clearly escapes the Israelites in our reading that was read earlier today from Isaiah, and is this understanding that is absent in the people's practice in the Gospel of St. Matthew. The disciplines of Lent should, in a way, act similarly to the law. They should remind us of our need of our Savior, and they should drive us to Christ. They should guide our actions towards the neighbor as a response to what God has done for us. Fasting, as Jesus informs us, is not for the outside looking in, but for the inside looking out. For what is a fast but to make one hunger? To make one hunger as God would have us hunger for justice, for the ethics of the kingdom. For God is concerned with the mutual prosperity of society, of God's children, with liberation from injustice and with freedom. God's kind of fasting is breaking bread with the hungry. In this vein, in this light, Pope Francis put out a list a year or a couple years ago, listing the type of fast he would have liked to see from the church. And this list deeply reflects the type of fast that God lays out in Isaiah. Is not this the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house, when you see the naked to cover them and not to hide yourself from your own kin? God has made it clear through the words of the prophets and through the word, Jesus Christ, that a life of faith is one that is lived in God for the sake of the neighbor. Our Lenten practices point to this eternal truth. On this Ash Wednesday, may we be reminded once again that the disciplines of Lent are meant to realign our lives with God's will, to readjust our focus off of ourselves and onto our neighbor. As we depart from this place, may the ashes serve as a sign to us and to all whom we encounter that we are most certainly a frail creature who must in fact face its own mortality, that we are sinners in need of forgiveness. And yet through the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ, through his death and resurrection, has granted us all that and more, so that we may turn our hearts and eyes towards the neighbor in lives of service and love. Thanks be to God. Amen.